Macmillan Audio presents The Forgetting Time by Sharon Guskin. Read for you by Susan Bennett and David Pitu.
Chapter 1. On the eve of her 39th birthday, on the bleakest day of the worst February in memory, Janie made what would turn out to be the pivotal decision of her life. She decided to take a vacation. Trinidad was not the best choice, maybe. If she was going that far, she should really have gone to Tobago or Venezuela. But she liked the sound of it, Trinidad. Its musicality, like a promise. She bought the cheapest ticket she could find and got there just as the carnival revelers were all going home. The gutters filled with the most beautiful trash she'd ever seen. The streets were empty, people sleeping off the party. The cleanup crew moved slowly, in a contented, underwater shuffle. She'd scooped up handfuls of confetti and stray glittery feathers and plastic jewelry from the curb and stuffed them in her pockets, trying to absorb frivolity by osmosis. There was a wedding going on in her hotel, an American woman marrying a Trinidadian man, and most of the guests were there for it. She watched them circling one another, the aunts and uncles and cousins wilting in the heat, their cheeks daubed with a smear of red sunburn that made them seem happier than they were, and the bemused Trinnies, who were always in groups, laughing and talking in fast Trinny slang. The humidity was intense, but the warm embrace of the sea made up for it, like a consolation prize for the loveless. The beach was exactly like its picture, all palm trees.